Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Oh, yeah! Yes, we are dishing you all the celebrity and entertainment news you've been craving. But we can't tell you about any of it until we say hey to our A-team over there in Atlanta. What's up, fam?
Atlanta!
Chingy is denying he ever had Tiffany Haddish's goodies. That is a great story. I can't wait to talk about that. And we're going to show you what happened when this lady tried to jump into a lion's den.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. What? But first, Ed Crack, what you got?
Okay, y'all, looks like the thought plot thickens. Now, it looks like Kylie Jenner might want some of that old thing back because less than 24 hours after the news broke out about her and Travis Scott going their separate ways, the billionaires was spotted out creeping with her ex-boyfriend, rapper Tyga.
No!
According to a source, Kylie wanted to have a girls' night out last night, and Stassi thought it would be best to get her out of the house and get her mind off the news. Now, he was with a few of their mutual friends at Sutton Set Marquise and invited Kylie and her girlfriends to come hang out since they was already out. But Kylie is saying it's all hearsay, not facts. The cosmetic mogul hopped on Twitter and said this. The internet makes everything 100 times more dramatic than what it really is.
True.
There was no 2 a.m. date with Tyga. You see me drop two of my friends off at the studio that he happened to be at.
Wow. Oh. Right. I don't know, y'all.
What do you mean happened to be at? She was happened to be anywhere he was this whole time.
Don't do that. This could possibly happen because oftentimes the good studios with the good sound and good quality, a lot of top-notch artists go to them, and that's a possibility.
The late night ones,
they have like 10 rooms, and you never know who's there.
Did he come out and say hello? Did she go in and say hello?
We didn't see no cameras capture that, so we don't know if that happened.
And when you end good properly, you want to go back to it. And
then that's true. Absolutely.
Now, with their relationship kind of being on pause right now, I'm talking about Kylie and Travis Scott. That may be shut down, but the trap is wide open. Now, she posted a whole bunch of pictures on the gram with her, you know, posing, looking provocative.
Busting it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see her butt from the front. Her legs so wide.
It looks like Halloween's come a little early. She's rocking the orange.
Wow. She's on the jack-o'-lantern.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. Moving on. We have to have a moment of silence in Black history for real.
Okay.
Can I have your attention, please?
Please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
For the first time in Black history ever, on September 29, 2019, y'all, the police confused a Black person for a white person.
What?
What a moment.
How, Sway?
Oh, my God.
What'd they do, let him off with a warning?
Let's give it up one time for the culture, y'all. One time for the culture. Okay, let me tell y'all what happened. Earlier this week, we reported that actress and conservative political pundit, what's a damn political pundit?
A person who, like, talks about politics on TV.
All the time.
Child, she shouldn't even deserve that title. Anyway, Stacey Dash was arrested and charged with domestic violence in Florida after allegedly laying hands on her husband, attorney Jeffrey Marty. Well, the actress was finally bailed out of jail by her husband, and there was one detail on her booking record that was a little bit off, okay? The arresting officer made a huge mistake and listed her as white.
A white
in
woman.
The race portion of the form. As if.
And not even a white woman, a white woman.
White. Okay.
She don't have a white side. She's Mexican, guys.
And she's actually half Mexican. But you know
she
what?
Is?
Yes. Us in the Mexican delegation would like to revoke Stacey Dash's membership.
Wait, so she's half Mexican?
Wait, Heidi. Yes. But her mother is Mexican and Black, and her dad is African American.
So the Paso Sheriff's Department admitted that they made the mistake, claiming the arresting officer thought Stacey was his Hispanic, but there was no option for Latino, so he listed her as white.
Now, that's a damn mess. Because as many Hispanics as they lock up in African Americans.
You mean how y'all got that? Well, y'all, as of right now, Stacey will mostly remain white on the report. Now, Gary, are you jealous? Because we know you want to be a white woman from Martha's Vineyards. What you mean?
I was stopped the other day, too, and they put white woman on my
ass.
Right before that, it said axe-like.
Gary was offended when they put black man. How dare you?
Correct that.
Get it together, honey.
Oh, you guys, guess what?
What?
Our girl Eva Marcel and her husband Michael Sterling shared their first photos of their baby Peach, our nephew Maverick Leonard Sterling, with Us Weekly, and he is adorable.
Yes.
That baby's whiter than Stacey Dash.
That's a white baby. Now, Eva told Us Weekly, just like his name implies, Maverick did things his way. He came a few weeks early. I started getting contractions 3 days before he decided to actually arrive. So we checked into the hospital just to be prepared. All I ever asked was for a healthy baby, and God answered my prayers. So everything went smooth.
That's love you, Eva.
Congratulations.
Yes. Superwoman, honey, mother of three.
But so he came early?
Third baby just be like, let me get on up out of here.
Yeah, he came early, but he's totally fine. Yeah.
So as the aunties and uncles here at Dish Nation to our baby Maverick, what would y'all like to teach him?
Stay away from all them housewives.
All right, y'all, it looks like 2000's rap star Chingy is now a hot topic. And for those who aren't familiar with the rapper Chingy, man, he's mostly known for his hit Right There.
Right there.
Now, Tiffany Haddish, yes, that Tiffany Haddish, stopped by the Ellen DeGeneres Show during a game of burning questions. The comedian slash actress was put in the hot seat and asked if she's ever dated a celebrity that no one knows about. And Haddish's answer definitely surprised a few fans. Check it out.
Have you ever dated a celebrity that the world doesn't know about?
But was it really dating or did we just hook up? Chingy?
Oh, yeah? Did you and Chingy? Yeah?
I mean, it was a hookup.
Yeah.
That was the early 2000s, y'all. I don't even know if that counts anymore.
Of course it does.
Okay, well then.
You and Chingy. What song was that hit?
The way you do that right there.
Right there.
Unfortunately, in 2019, he's still a rapper a lot of people don't know about.
Chingy
had cracked. I'm sorry. Well, Chingy immediately put Tiffany on blast, and he told fans Tiffany Haddish know damn well that's a lie, and since she lied, I'ma tell the truth. She used to hook up with my brother, not me, but she liked me.
Ooh.
Hey, if we gonna be honest, let's be honest. Hashtag Chingy.
She was like, I hung up. Oh, my.
He came through with the TT.
She's hot right now. Why not? Just like, yeah.
You should have been.
I don't know what kind of magic this guy has, but he becomes a topic of conversation every 5-10 years.
Yeah.
He should have just taken this. This is good. She's an A-plus comedic actress. This is good.
No, but he just found out his brother is claiming to be him. They must look alike.
They
so he's like, yeah, I'm Chingy. So he's hooking up chicks all over town.
He's right there. He's right there.
He's right there. He's over there.
Maybe she thought she was with him then, if they look that much alike.
They must be twins or something close looking like that if she gonna lie. But he should have lied and just, like you said, leave it alone. Or she would have said, yeah.
Why
we don't know who Chingy is.
Don't say nothing.
Why would you say
that was early 2000s. That was a good time.
Maybe Chingy has a girlfriend, and then when somebody... You know, even if it was the early 2000s, comes out and says that she slept with, you know, his current, you know, I didn't sleep with her.
That never happened.
He got in the doghouse with somebody.
Nobody would care. That man was in the ride
that
top
was
of his fame.
19 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. 19 years, that's crazy.
He could have chalked 19. That up to bad memory. But it stays like, that there is a lie.
All right, y'all, up next, find out how one man made sure Janet Jackson got curbside service after leaving a restaurant. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yo!
All right, y'all know when y'all are really hungry sometimes and you just want to find the nearest restaurant and grab your food and go?
Girl, yes.
Well, that must have been the case with Janet Jackson because she went to a fancy Chinese restaurant in London and she dipped out so fast that she forgot her to-go food.
Jackson.
Right. Well, the plates there cost as much as $150. So one of the employees chased after Miss Jackson and ended up trying to give her the food, but they had to end up giving it to her assistant instead, y'all.
Who that eating that nasty food?
Yeah. That's probably why she left it.
Okay. Yeah. But to, like, go there specifically pick up the food and not get it.
Yeah.
They abandoned that food.
Yes, they left.
Because everything don't reheat well.
That's true.
Sometimes you gotta eat things on site.
$450, it better reheat well.
I was just about to say, like, I went out with Ricky the other day when we went out of town, and we went to some old bougie steak restaurant downtown for the hotel. Got, like, a nice piece of steak. It was a very expensive place.
Uh-huh.
He cut a few pieces, but he ain't eating the salad and all this other stuff, and he left that big old chunk of meat. I was looking at that meat like, he ain't gonna even take this meat.
Right.
He did that because he was with you.
But I couldn't eat, like, Ricky, you ain't gonna take that steak. He's like, no. I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? This is because he's rich, okay? He is very rich, all right? Let me tell you, if I get a lamb chop, I imagine myself sitting at home on the bed with a good Netflix, and I'm gonna finish that bone off. So
nasty. You leave from the restaurant and get home, you hungry again?
That's right.
Okay, y'all, from someone who didn't want leftovers to someone who could have become dinner, a 32-year-old woman named Maya Austrey visited the Bronx Zoo over the weekend and turned it into her own wilderness adventure. She literally climbed into the lion's den, y'all. Check it out.
I want to get closer to you. I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to do that.
Come on.
Go ahead and crawl in there and see what happens.
Hi, baby. Baby. Hi, I love you.
Well, Maya even buddied up with the police in Times Square later that day, but now they're looking for her and want to charge her with trespassing because that was dumb as hell. This is like world's dumbest criminal.
It really
that
was.
Maya could have towed your ass could've up in a heartbeat.
But did y'all see how the lion was looking? The lion was looking,
yeah.
Is this a blessing for me? The lion was like, he kind of looked around like, is this real? This bitch really in here?
Yo, Simba, you see this?
Right? That was
crazy. And one another one was coming from the back, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yo,
who ordered the silly heifer?
Right.
I tell you, know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Well, if you're worried about people coming to your house even when you're not home, well, stop! With the Zimoto Greet Wi-Fi doorbell, you can see, hear, and talk to visitors on your phone. It automatically records a 30-second motion detection video, even when the doorbell hasn't been rung, and it sends real-time alerts to your smartphone.
Ooh, this sounds great for me, Headcrack. How do you set it up?
Yo, it's easy. You just mount it to your doorbell and connect it to your existing wiring, download the free Zimoto app, and follow the instructions in the app, and you're good to go. It takes just minutes. You can also pre-record a voice message if you're expecting a package, or if you just don't want to be bothered. And it can even be set up for multiple users.
Hell, I need one of these. How much is this?
Well, Gary, the Zimoto Greet Wi-Fi video doorbell has been seen as high as $149. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $49.
Oh, $49.
Yo, took 100 off. Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, y'all, up next, our boy Andrew Freund sat down with Oscar winner Allison Janney and the rest of the cast of the new Addams Family movie. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we got the homie Andrew Freund in the house, and I heard you have something kooky, mysterious and spooky. What up?
Da-na-na-na. See, there we go. I am so excited that I got a chance to sit down with Oscar winner Allison Janney, Elise Fisher, and Chloe Grace Moretz to dish about the new animated movie Addams Family that will be out in theaters next week. Let's take a look.
Get out!
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
So obviously the Addams Family, it's all about being, it's embracing your eccentricities and it's okay to be different. So when you were growing up, was there ever like a kid that was harping on you or anything you want to say?
Yeah, this is my time, this is my time now. I don't know who's on top and who's on bottom now, lady. No, I mean, I think that I've had my fair share of mean girls when I was younger, and I always had this wonderful family that stuck up for me and didn't let people mow me over in any way, and they would kind of jump in for me. And
all right, let's say Thanksgiving is coming around. If you were going to invite a member of the Addams Family to Thanksgiving, which one would you invite and why?
Gomez, I'm afraid to say, for not very nice reasons. I think he's very sexy. I think Gomez is spot on.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Same. Earmuffs.
Okay.
Who would you?
I think Uncle Fester. I don't know. He's a fun dude.
Yeah. And you have the hots for Gomez.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
The animated Gomez or like the Raul Julia Gomez?
All Gomez's are good with me.
Okay. Halloween is coming.
Oh yes.
Can you guys help me plan a costume? What should I, let's help me with this.
Well, I love to go to Halloween parties and be and totally incognito. Mm. So to that end, Cousin It.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do that, but just to aura pry.
Many wigs.
Many wigs.
Yeah. Many wigs.
So could I be like a sexy Cousin It? Because you know Halloween costumes get like sexy.
You don't have to be. That's when you were, it's cooler to be unsexy.
Halloween is coming up. What are your thoughts on a costume this year? What do you think you want to do?
This year is a not so fairy tale. And I'm going to be on the exterior Red Riding Hood, and on the interior you're just gonna see the wolf. Proper painting, the whole nine yards, hair on my hands, claws.
Okay, now what do you think I should be for Halloween?
Are you gonna go with like a sexy Halloween costume?
Yes, let's go sexy Halloween costume.
Sexy Roger Rabbit, done. You get to wear cute little shorts and like a little suspender and like a little bunny ear and like a little face and maybe some makeup.
Wait, so it's like my shirt gonna be?
Yeah.
So it's just like a midriff?
Yeah,
shirt.
A little midriff and a little like booty short.
Sounds like every night.
You're welcome.
Sounds like every night in West Hollywood.
Sounds like the Abbey. Let's go.
Obviously the theme song is famous with the snaps and all that stuff. Any other TV theme songs that stick out in your head? What about the West Wing?
Yeah, song? I'm literally like, da 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 da. Da 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 da. Oh Lord.
Hey.
It's been a few years.
President Bartlett, we miss you.
I know.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! Some exciting news. We're expecting another addition to the Dish family. Mike Adam from our New York crew and his wife are expecting their first child. Congrats, guys! Woo! But it's the way they told the grandma-to-be that will have you in your feelings. Let's take a look.
Just washed these jeans. Oh, how cute. We have a theme. Doesn't mean... Seriously? No, sir. Are you serious? No, sir. Are you serious? You're not, this is not funny, you know? I'm not laughing at you. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That was so sweet.
That was so cute. Look at all she's
like,
Oh, look, we have a theme.
Yeah, you can tell that's one of those grandmas. Yeah, she's been wanting a grandbaby for years. Yeah, have me a baby.
She's at home lonely, getting older. She want a grandbaby.
Aww. Now, Brad, if you had to break it down to your mom that you was expecting, how would you do it?
I would have her go outside and maybe fly a plane across the sky and let her breathe in the sky.
Yeah, that would be a miracle.
What would be a miracle, bitch?
You would have to fly a plane.
Oh. Get it together, bitch. Don't make me gather you.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.